आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू एड्रेस द नेशन टुडे ऑन द ईव ऑफ द 79th इंडिपेंडेंस डे। इंडिया अचीव्स लैंडमार्क माइलस्टोन ऑफ 100 गीगावाट ऑफ सोलर फोटोवोल्टेइक मॉड्यूल्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी। Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds efforts and labeled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. Uttarakhand approves 10% horizontal reservation for direct recruitment in government services to former Agni Veers. 3-judge Supreme Court bench to take up stray dog issue from the Delhi NCR region today. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and coastal Andhra today. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcasts of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. In the run-up to the 79th Independence Day celebrations, people from across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Ghar, ghar, tiranga. Har ghar, tiranga. Ghar, ghar, tiranga. In the Union Territory of Ladakh, the Ladakh Taekwondo Association organized a Tiranga rally in Kargil yesterday. The rally witnessed spirited slogans such as Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Khelega India, Barega India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the district administration Rajouri organized multiple Tiranga rallies under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, witnessing massive participation of people from all walks of life and sections of the society. In Bihar, the Sashastra Seema Bal in Patna and its various battalions along the Indo-Nepal border organized a Tiranga rally. In Tripura, a procession was organized in Agartala. The main attraction of this rally was a procession featuring bust-sized statues of 45 unsung freedom fighters from Tripura and the Northeast region. Across Maharashtra, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is underway with patriotic fervor. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel flagged off the massive Tiranga rally at Kuber Nagar in Ahmedabad. Thousands of people and organizations holding tricolors in their hands joined the rally. Pondicherry University organized a human chain event on its campus. Students, faculty and administrative staff turned out in large numbers holding the national flag. The nation will celebrate Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. This day, the nation pays homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, in 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as a day to commemorate their sacrifice. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. It will be open to the public from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will continue till the 14th of September. The athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on the 29th of August to mark the National Sports Day and Teachers' Day on 5th of September. India has achieved a landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules, commonly known as solar panels, manufacturing capacity, and listed under the approved list of models and manufacturers, a remarkable leap from just 2.3 gigawatt in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts and labelled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. In a social media post, he said it reflects India's success in manufacturing capabilities and popularizing clean energy. Highlighting this achievement, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, highlighted that his ministry is building a robust, self-reliant solar manufacturing ecosystem. In Uttar Pradesh, the 24-hour marathon discussion on creating a vision document for a developed Uttar Pradesh by 2047 is underway at the Legislative Assembly. Our correspondent reports that senior ministers are outlining plans for economic growth, social justice, environmental protection and infrastructure during the first ever 24-hour debate on the vision document 2047.
State Finance Minister Suresh Kumar Khanna said that UP is on the path of becoming the second largest economy in the country. UP Minister Aseem Arun said that after this marathon debate, a first draft of the vision document will be prepared, which will go to the public for feedback, and after that a final document will be released.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ji ke netritv mein pure desh ke liye ye charcha aur kaam kiya ja raha hai. Hum sab ke liye bade gaurav ki baat hai ki Adarniya Yogi ji ne is pehal ko Uttar Pradesh ki Vidhan Sabha mein kiya. Main samajhta hu hamari pehli Vidhan Sabha hai jo aisi charchaon ko aage badha rahi hai.
During the marathon discussion, senior minister highlighted the achievements of the government in various fields and reaffirmed their commitment to make UP the most developed state of the country by 2047. The 24-hour discussion will conclude around 11 a.m. today. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Uttarakhand, the cabinet has approved 10% horizontal reservation for direct recruitment in government services to former Agniveers after their return from the army. It gave its approval in a meeting chaired by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. The reservation pertains to uniform posts of Group C in services under the state government. Former Agniveers will be exempted from the physical efficiency test in the direct recruitment and also be given relaxation in the maximum age limit. The Uttarakhand Cabinet also approved the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stringent provisions to curb illegal religious conversions. During the upcoming monsoon session, beginning on August 19th, the government will introduce the bills in the State Assembly. The Supreme Court's recent order on the stray dog menace in Delhi NCR will be re-examined. The Chief Justice of India, CJI, has constituted a three-judge bench comprising Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria for the same. A hearing on the matter will take place today. Earlier yesterday, CJI B.R. Gavai had said he would examine the ongoing issue relating to community dogs after an advocate mentioned the matter, saying different benches of the Supreme Court have issued conflicting directions. The bench has mandated relocating strays to shelters and prohibiting their release back into public spaces. Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananta Nageswaran has said that the impact of recent US tariffs on Indian exports will be short-lived, easing within one or two quarters. Speaking in Mumbai yesterday, he noted that sectors such as gems and jewellery, shrimps and textiles are facing the initial brunt, but the long-term impact on the economy will be limited. Urging patience, he stressed that the government is aware of the situation and has already begun conversations with impacted sectors. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh held a meeting with industry leaders to tackle global trade headwinds in New Delhi. In the meeting, Mr. Singh reviewed the evolving global trade situation. He said that despite global challenges, the Indian textile industry will achieve a target of $100 billion in exports by 2030. The meeting also included the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the United States and to chart a confident future-oriented strategy for the sector. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra today. It said heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand during the next 5 days. Similar conditions are likely to be experienced in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh till Saturday. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to light rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. In Himachal Pradesh, landslides have blocked two national highways and 323 link roads to traffic at various places. Our correspondent reports that cloudburst incidents were reported at three locations in the state yesterday, disrupting normal life.
In the Shikhand Hills of Kullu district, a cloudburst triggered flooding in the Ganbi rivulet of Rampur subdivision in the adjoining Shimla district. As a result, the motorable bridge of the Ganbi hydroelectric project and the main footbridge connecting the village were completely washed away, cutting off road connectivity to several villages. Similarly, in the Nirmand subdivision of Kullu district, a cloudburst caused flooding in the Kurpan rivulet, sweeping away several footbridges. In the Banjar subdivision, in view of the adverse situation created by a cloudburst and to ensure public safety, the administration has declared a holiday in all educational institutions of the subdivision today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Weather department has predicted continuous rainfall in the state till Sunday, issuing an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall today in Chamba, Kangra and Mandi. Heavy rains coupled with flood inflows lashed many places across Andhra Pradesh yesterday, disturbing normal life.
In rain-related incidents, two people died in Vijayawada in the last 24 hours, while Vijayanagaram, Guntur, Krishna and other coastal districts received heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours. A red alert has been issued for Godavari district. Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu has held a high-level review meeting with ministers and officials from Disaster Management, Agriculture and Water Resources departments to assess the impact of heavy rainfall across the state at his camp office. He directed officials to take precautionary measures and closely monitor sudden flood inflows from streams and rivulets. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In neighbouring Telangana, heavy rain caused disruption to flight operations at the Rajiv Gandhi International Airport. Airport authorities informed that 8 flights were cancelled. The 11 flights were rerouted to airports in Vijayawada, Bengaluru and Tirupati before being cleared to land in Hyderabad once weather conditions improved. More than 127 millimetres of rainfall was recorded in Bhadradri, Kothagudam district. Haryana's young boxing brigade delivered a stunning all-round performance at the sub-junior under-15 boys and girls national championships, clinching the overall team titles in both categories in Greater Noida yesterday. Haryana's boxers combined skill, power and consistency to finish atop the standings ahead of services. In the boys' category, Haryana secured 4 gold, 2 silver and 6 bronze medals to claim the team crown, while services followed closely with 5 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze. Uttar Pradesh rounded off the podium with 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister to lead Independence Day celebrations with Naya Bharat theme leads the statesman. About 5,000 special guests invited for 79th Independence Day celebrations at Red Fort, reports the Hindu. Delhi metro services to begin at 4 a.m. on Independence Day, says the Asian Age. As Supreme Court hears SIR case, BJP, Congress, trade bobs, reports Hindustan Times. Global rice output likely at a record high next season, speculates the Hindu Business Line. Key features of Income Tax Bill 2025 passed by Parliament, notes the Indian Express. Government to allow private companies to mine uranium, informs the Financial Express. Delhi University students' union elections to be held on September 18, states the Pioneer. And finally, Indian Olympic Association, IOA, approves India's 2030 Commonwealth Games bid, reports Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. India achieves landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules manufacturing capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds efforts and labelled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. Uttarakhand approves 10% horizontal reservation for direct recruitment and carbon services to former Agniveers. 3-judge Supreme Court bench to take up stray dog issue from the Delhi NCR region today. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and coastal Andhra today. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.